Killer Keller Podcast. KillerKellerOfficial.com.
Killer Keller Podcast Live Show. Step into the live and dangerous world of music and street culture's number one magazine platform. The Killer Keller Podcast Live Show. Special guests alongside performances, news, reviews, profile pieces to a live studio audience. Your monthly live stream is here. Hit Facebook page Killer Keller Official.
THTC, the UK's leading ethical streetwear label. Organically grown and ethically built garments from hemp, organic cotton and other sustainable materials. 2019 is their 20th anniversary year. Join me with THTC as a Killer Keller podcast sponsor celebrating music, social activism, hemp and street culture. THTC, eco-fashion redefined since 1999.
Beatbox created. Killer Keller. We're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Killer Keller Podcast. On location, something a little different from normal. We're in Poland, Krakow, alongside the mighty Alex Senior and LM New School Beatbox Supremes, hailing from France. Yeah. How we doing, boys?
Yeah, good. Good, yeah. Good, yeah. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, bro,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, bro, pleasure. I mean, I know, Alan, you follow me on Instagram.
Of course.
So you know what it is.
Yeah, of course I know.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of beatboxers on in the past. Like, had loads of them. It's very rare that I get the opportunity to talk to everybody, like, all of my friends in, like, one spot, you know?
Yeah, the camp is crazy. Yeah, that. Every beatboxer, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about the... Because for those that don't know, tell us about the camp. Tell us about...
Yeah, but it's 1 week, and every day you can walk, and we teach some beatbox, so it's pretty good to level up and improve your beatbox, yeah, for 1 week. So it's good, like a school.
Wow. Yeah. So what? So there's different tutorials and different things that... Because you guys are like superstars in the game. It's like there's you know... All of us, we come at one place, and it must be like you've got to grab as much information as you can, I guess, if you're learning, right?
Yeah. And I do a workshop solo, right, about my stuff, and we do a uni team, the name of the team, for a tag team. So work on when you are together, and yeah, it's two masterclass. Yeah.
Now listen, I checked you guys out last night, bro. Like, you guys together, explosive.
Yeah, thank you.
Crazy. Tell me, because obviously a lot of people that check my stuff, they know beatboxing, but the new school stuff is like crazy. And when I, you know, I love it and I know it, but when the untrained ear hears it, they're like, it's so fluid. So smooth, like the transitions and the dynamics of, you've clearly thought about your own skills and worked with them for a consistent set.
Yeah, well, that's crazy how beatbox is growing up every year, every day, like, and this kind of even just help us to develop each other and to find some crazy new beatboxers, newcomers, and now we work together and we are really in symbiosis, and our styles kind of fit together. You know?
And I feel a little bit now old, not old, but I.
Oh, do
I,
you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, when I see beatboxer now, the new school now.
Yeah, I know.
I feel scared and in the danger. You know, like, wow, my God, how we can do this sound and. I feel like now the a sound for me, it's crazy, like when it's so powerful. So now the kick, the snare is so powerful.
Like, and clean as well.
And clean as well. So,
like no breath. Just
yeah. So for me, it's wow.
Do you think that attitude to new school stuff, is that powered creatively by sample packs and like music being the way it is now? Like samples... Do you think there's a lot of that?
Yeah, maybe the good example is Collapse. The beatboxer Collapse uses a lot. Yeah, he work with real sound on MPC.
Collapse is crazy.
He create a combination of the MPC and after he learn it. So before on the MPC.
The other way around.
Yeah, and after it. So it's crazy. And at the same time, I think the beatbox level up because we want to... to push the limit of the sound.
Yeah,
so
for real.
Every beatboxer wants to push the possibility with the microphone and sound, you know, so.
I do, but what's crazy is like, and I think you understand, because you already have your style, like you have your styles, and when you listen to these guys doing their thing, it's inspiration. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you feel like you try and mold the new sounds to your old style, or do you, your original style, mm-hmm. or do you just go on a different direction?
Yeah, well, we have our own sounds, but we always try to learn new sounds and to improve every day and to stay, and to keep a good level. But like the new schoolers today really improve and be inspired by beatboxers and less music.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of new sounds, but it sounds like another guy or another beatboxer a lot, you know.
So. Well, do you think the styles merge and you can't tell who is doing what? Because back in, even as far as your guys' generation, our generations, we were trying to be identifiably us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, good or bad, people copy sounds. I think they harvest sounds. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's because of the growing of internet, YouTube videos, beatbox videos are going up with the views and becoming really famous. Mm. So new beatboxers want to learn from beatboxers and be inspired only by beatboxers.
I think the goal is to get one style. Of course, this is the game for every beatboxer to how I can make difference or what is my style. So, yeah, for me, I learned a new sound to put in my beatbox, of course. But at the same time, when I see the new generation, I want to push my limits. Like everybody like when I go fast. So let's learn more and more fast, you know.
Bro, without question, you're like the fastest motherfucker on the fucking planet. I'm like, what? I mean, that's like, like up there.
Yeah, so
bro.
I push this because if I'm good with this, let's push this too. Yeah,
I agree. Collapse is from, he's from France as well,
right?
You French guys is fucking killing it, bro. Like I was with Eclipse only the other day.
Yes.
And he's
crazy.
He shouts you, Collapse. He shouts all the guys,
nice.
You know.
Okay.
You know, he sees skills high.
Yeah,
they
are a good family in France.
Yeah,
it's a good, really good energy.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing that French beatboxers are growing up is because we are really close together and we are friends, most of all.
Mm-hmm.
And so we help each other, we work together, how do you do this sound? Can you explain me? Okay, so this beat, can you explain me how you know?
Yeah,
it's really
totally.
Everybody,
you need that.
Yeah.
So essentially, what this is like that, but on an international level. So like a lot of these are your friends as well, right? Like Dani, you know. I'm not even going to get into it because we're gonna chat to everybody. With you guys working together, like, do you feel your styles merge? Like, do you hear sounds, and you're like, oh, hold on. I want to copy, you know, or I want to learn how to do. Do you find that it kind of merges?
What's merges?
Comes together. Like, you copy each other and you learn off each other?
We try to give tips to each other, like, okay, to do it, you can do this way, blah, blah. And we exchange a lot, but we try to keep our sounds and our style.
Like, if I love Alexinho routine, like, I can't do it. I can maybe combine this with my, like, I can't do it. So it's two different techniques at the same time. So.
And I think that's down to the human voice as well, right? Like, there's some things that, like, I'm lip rolls. My lip rolls are way different. I hear them being different to other people's. And that's just because of the mouth, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, because I try so many sounds and sometimes say, yeah, my mouth, yeah, I can't, but all different, yeah.
Yeah, different.
Yeah.
It's not like you can't, it's like it's just different.
Yeah.
And that's what's good about it.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
And yeah, it's like, I think every lip rolls in some ways sounds different than everyone, like, because we are made differently and we learned in differently. We have a different technique.
The teeth all day, bro. The teeth all day. I mean, snares for me. Snares are a really big deal for me. Like, there's something about them where I think you can define the characteristic of a beatboxer just by what snares he has. It's just all of a sudden you can. That's the character. I think that's the character. The snare is the character of the beatboxer.
Yeah, yeah. If I just listen one snare, I know where it's come from.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Why do you think that is? It's crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, it's a voice, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like, I know this guy. I recognize the voice.
Yeah,
but
I recognize
it's not the voice, but it's a.
Yeah, so, it's the snare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I can hear an eclipse. Yeah. I can easily hear a reaps, you know.
Yeah, directly.
Yeah, directly.
Yeah.
Kenny Muhammad.
Yeah, the snare is so different.
Yeah.
We know it, like, it's Kenny Muhammad.
Yeah. And I love that. It's almost the motif.
Mm, yeah.
The motif for real. What would you say to anyone that's starting beatboxing, like young? Like, what's your... Because here's the thing, like, you guys are notorious for doing videos and live and people reacting to stuff. There's not ever many opportunities for beatboxers to give advice and say stuff of what you would say to younger people. What would you say?
It's a hard question. maybe I have one. Sometimes guys ask me how to do some drum with beatbox, and it's funny because every new generation want to learn the drum to copy a beatboxer. He never go directly to listen a real drum. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to learn the trumpet sound. So I go on YouTube, beatbox trumpet. So it's strange because why not directly to listen the trumpet, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, why?
Why you want to copy one guy? Who copy the trumpet?
It's incest.
The word is so long, you know? So maybe it's advice, like, go directly in the real sound.
For real
sound. You want to improve your drum set with your beatbox? Listen drummer.
Yeah. But maybe they think the trick out of it, how to make your breath work, which a drummer doesn't have. So there's one aspect of the sound, but then there's the other aspect of them wanting to know how you make that sound. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, you're fast. Show them what you do. Right, so that is silly fast. Like, there's a lot of that going on. And I guess if you were to listen to a drummer, that's the stage. Stage one, listen to a drummer.
Yeah.
Stage two, learn how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
And be patient, take time.
Yeah.
Not to spend, maybe pass just the time on one thing, you know. Mm. Now we have so many sounds, so many possibility. So if you learn everything, it's good. But in 1 year, you are not good with every sound.
Jack of trade.
And I feel like by learning from directly instruments, we can find new ideas and new things that we didn't use today.
There you go.
So,
do
it, guys.
Do it.
Yeah.
Listen, I tell you, man, like, the amount of times where I have conversations with people and they want to know one specific thing, and I do think, go to one of my videos, go to the original place, you know, where you get the instrument from, you know?
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Boys, I mean, the place is packed. And I know you guys are busy. Because there's classes, right?
Yeah,
there's classes.
Every day. It's crazy. But it's good. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
You guys must have learned so much this week.
Yeah. Everyone. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Me too. I learned in 24 hours. I'm like, whoa.
Cool. Yeah. I want to jam with you after.
Oh, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. Yeah. Because we've never done it before.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we have no time. So it's why the camp is good, because we have time.
Yeah.
You know, we have 1 week. We can speak. It's not like an event where we have one night. And
100%.
Yeah.
We've got time.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
thank
man.
Thank you, Danny, for that.
Yeah, big up, Danny. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Alexinho and the Man Like Elam inside the place, Killer Keller Podcast, one of many for the week inside the camp. Hold tight. Yeah, thank you, boys.
Thank you very much. You.
My guys,
love
my guys.
Love you, bro.
Love you, too.
You inspire me a lot.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
My G. Hold tight, people. And as we was, I'd like to introduce to you Thomas Zeka inside the ride.
Yeah, man.
How are you, my G?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Good times in Poland.
Yeah, man. Polish represent.
Yeah, man. It's so fucking good.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Now pretty tired because I've been here the whole camp, so I actually feel fucking squeezed, like real so tired, but I feel good, man.
How was the first, because the first night you did the opening show?
Yeah.
How'd you feel after that?
Well, fucking amazing. The people was like really hyped, and the fucking crowd was crazy, so I don't know, I need to say thanks to Sinjo, because his sound engineering knowledge is so crazy.
Oh, he's cold.
Yeah, the sound was so powerful, dude. I was doing like just, and it sounds like pretty fucking huge.
Like got some weight to it, man. Right? Last night when I saw it on the big stage, like that shit was just like, it was like thunderous.
Yeah, man. Like the bass just moved your entire body. Yeah, you feel like in your belly, you know?
For real. Anyone that hasn't had the opportunity to come and check out the SBX camp or any of the like the beatbox champs, all of, you know, to be in the crowd and feel it.
It's amazing, dude.
It's amazing. Now listen, I'm going to throw it out there, okay? Because when I first saw you, I was like, what the fuck? Like a whole nother, like, but not just like another level. You're carefree, you know, blasé. It was almost like the beatboxing was an afterthought to your presence.
I'm just trying to make like my own style, because you know, like in beatbox, you see like technicality, musicality, like some original stuff. And I really just try to focus on that one, in being original. I'm really into bass and singing. So the mix of the two is like darkness and light, the moon and the sun, life and death. It's like what I try to call. Actually, I have a tattoo. It's for that shit. A Shinigami, you know what a Shinigami is?
Oh, yeah, man.
It's the
real
fucking god of death in Japan. Yeah. And this is a flower. So this is death and this is life. So I always try to represent that shit in my beatbox.
That's crazy. Yeah, one thing I did notice was the conviction in the singing. And it was almost like you could just as well be like a singer in your own right, which really throws the question to normal singers as to why they aren't beatboxing.
Yeah, because I was studying singing when I was younger, when I was 10 years ago. When I was 10 years ago. Fuck, my English is so bad.
It's okay.
When I was 8, and yeah, I studied for like 3 years, and I figured out that beatbox at the same time. So it's like trying to sing and mix it with beatbox, because I have like old stuff influences like Russell, Rips One, and so they always like used to sing and then come up with crazy bass.
Hell yeah.
So I always try to like sing, like I try to sing good and then like make the build up like and then the fucking bass like.
Yeah. I mean that bass line sound, explain to me that. Where is that? Is that deep to close to the chest?
No, it's not. It's really, really up. It's like in the larynx.
Yeah.
So you need to push pressure in this part of the larynx. So it's like in this part.
Really?
It's like.
And do you think in part that is to do with technique, or is it an individual physical thing?
I think it's really difficult to come up with this sound, because I was like developing this like for 5 years.
Yeah.
So at first the song was shit, dude, like, mm-hmm. And then I just try to push it harder and harder, and then I try to make it lower, because it's like two sounds, this, and then you put more bass on it, like,
wow. So it's almost double sound that you're trying to push through.
Yeah, so it's double, it's like, and actually yeah. you can get it fucking triple, like,
yeah, see, that's the other thing as well. And there's a real kind of like gargle kind yeah. of strain to
actually,
it.
Actually, don't try this at home. You can fuck trap your throat. I'm working with a phonetic doctor in Chile who puts me like a fucking camera on my fucking nose. And he was like, he was checking my throat, and it's really fucked up. And he told me, like, you need to do these exercises and you're going to be okay. And now I'm good, but back then I was so shitty, man. Like, I have to use, like, how did that is in English? Ulcera?
You had to, your what, the larynx, this bit here?
No, in the fake vocal cords. There's two types of vocal cords. The vocal cords do this.
That's right, yes.
And it's one, like, in the top, it's, like, bigger, and I have
that's
to...
That's right, yeah, and the one
that's
smaller.
I have, like, smaller. An injury in that part.
Okay.
It was freaking insane, just by making this noise. So please don't try it at home.
Do you have to warm up to do that sound now?
Yeah, so much. Like,
wow.
It's not so much exercise. Just do it like, and actually do like, then you warm up. Like, do that shit for 30 minutes, and you're going to be okay.
30 minutes. It sounds like such an aggressive sound.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, bro, like, you're gonna fucking crush your throat. And but then that really did for me. It sent a signal to other people out there that there's nothing you can't do.
Yeah, actually.
That I think is what that sound did for you, because when people heard you do that, my generation, new generation, when they heard you do that, my opinion is, you set the standard of, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, for real, I was fucking my throat so bad. But now I'm good. Yeah. But I don't know. I just do it for the fucking bass, you know. I just want to come up with the crazy bass. And I just practicing so much. Actually, one day I fucking spit blood. Like it was fucking blood. So. No.
And how long? So 5 years of training and you still spat blood?
No, what happened to me just one day.
Yeah.
It was really shitty. Next day, I cannot eat and shit. I was like drinking water like painfully.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
Do you think people like Corey Taylor from Slipknot?
Yeah.
Do you think he has that same problem?
I don't think so, because he has so much money, so he can pay for a fucking doctor.
Yeah, like, fuck that, I'm cool.
But I used to have a band back in the days when, like, 2012, and I used to scream too. So, but okay. For that reason, I have, like some techniques, like, to come up with these crazy sounds. Like, I used to scream in a band, like,
yeah! Which is strain. That's strain in there, yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of singers do that to create their own voice.
Yes.
Don't they?
So with that sound, I can develop like more bass, like, and so much crazy noises. Just you try to push the fucking limits, and then you get it. But it's hard.
All right, now I'm really gonna have to like go into this. Okay, so give me three varieties of that bass sound.
Okay, this one is Old World.
Yeah. Okay.
This one is Inward.
Right.
And this one is Inward, but it's like kind of different. It's like.
Right, okay. So now I'm going to autopsy that. And now I'm going to dissect. Right. So when you're practicing these sounds individually, the natural thing in your head is, okay, I can do it outward, but can I do it inward?
Yeah.
Right? But what comes first? Did you try it inward first or outward?
Outward.
Outward first.
Yeah, that's the reason I can develop like the same vibration, but inward. Okay. Because I was like, I was really hard. Like, I used to make my trap bass like, whoa, whoa. But I was telling like, that's so normal.
Yeah, that's so normal. Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, what I can do? It was like, and then I come up with that shit.
So that was my next question. How did you come up with it? But secondly, did you like, were you thinking musically when you were doing it? Or because, yeah, you know, this is like a sound effect.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever listened to dubstep and shit?
Of course.
Yeah. I listen so much to Skrillex, yeah. Trollboy,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dubstep musicians like Sonboy and
of
shit.
Of course,
so.
Sonboy is the Don, man. Yeah. Like, he's old school, like, legend.
Yeah, I know. So for that reason, I just was, like, hearing that fucking music, and I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty fucking dirty. I have to try it, like, that's why, because I really fucking love dubstep, and actually I love like every genre of EDM, like,
yeah.
I don't know, like fucking house, like bass house, like everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who do you check for beatbox wise like now? What? Who inspires you beatbox wise now?
Back in the days, Rip Swan, now D-Lo, because yeah, I think he's, yeah, like the most fucking original beatboxer now.
Yeah, yeah, he's.
But I don't know, maybe in 1 year there's going to be another fucking massive beatboxer, yeah, 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 and we don't know in which country it is, but it's going to appear, I know.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Chile. I'm from Chile. I live in Chile.
You live in Chile?
Yeah.
Is the beatboxing big in Chile?
Yeah, it's like a pretty big community. Also, big shout out to Beatbox Chile.
All time Beatbox Chile, all day. Come on.
And yeah, we are a fucking huge family. We make beatbox events like every month. Mm. So it's really, really crazy. Actually, in November in Chile, we're going to organize the second Latin American Beatbox Championship. And it's going to be so massive.
Wow.
People from Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, Chile, Peru, Bolivia is going to be there, and it's going to be a huge fucking party.
This is going to be so sick.
Yeah,
it's
in Chile in 12th of November. 11 and 12th of November. It's going to be 3 days.
Damn, it's going to be cold.
Yeah, Peponi is going, and mm-hmm, he's going with a surprise judge.
Ah, so maybe I should block out his name.
No, just Peponi. Peponi is going, definitely, but it's going to be a surprise. Surprise judge.
There's a surprise judge as well?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Now you got me thinking. I'm like, damn. Well, listen, brother, because I know we're in the middle of, like, craziness.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get you on. I wanted to say respect.
Thank you, man.
My guy. And I never thought I'd get you on podcast.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
But we made it happen.
Yeah.
So this is cool. This has made my show. So thank you very much, bro.
No, thank you, man. You know? You're fucking cool.
Enough respect, G. Kill the Cow Podcast ain't doing it the best. You know what it is. Hold tight. Peace. UK seems to breed these monsters. D-Lo inside the place.
It's truth.
The truth is told.
Yeah.
How are you, brother?
Good, man. Good to be live with you.
Yeah, man. How's things?
Yeah, it's wicked. I mean, my music's going well.
Yeah. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah. I mean, to my degree, of course.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
So you're enjoying yourself here?
Oh, bro. I mean, for me, it's like, it's almost like a reinvention of sorts of coming back into the fold.
Wow.
And actually doing something.
That's powerful.
Yeah, like doing something different, you know? So yeah, it's powerful, man. And it feels really good. You know, it's good to connect with you because obviously through the grapevine of the beatbox tapestry, like, you've been very much at the forefront of coming up with new sounds and new ideas, right? What's been your take on that? What's been your feeling on that as that journey's grown and people have kind of given you that critique?
So the original factor is deteriorating because I had a lucky start to the beatbox community and the beatbox world. But I won't let it deteriorate completely. So I started beatboxing 13 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 06.
06, yeah.
06. And I didn't know I didn't know you. I didn't know anyone for about 7 years. Just seen a couple of YouTube videos. Just a couple.
Yeah.
Two or three. And since then, 6 years ago, I found everything.
Like a vault of
things. Yeah, imagine. Like, I was like, wow, really? There's an entire like community?
That is the coldest thing I've heard. Like, yeah, you literally just found this whole chamber.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everything. What? Yeah, so it was like, as an actual manifestation,
yeah.
I wrote down all the sounds I could do. Or, well, you know, my partner, Frosty.
Yeah.
Met him. He was the one that brought me in, like, seeing all this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, him and Inso from the UK, from Poland. He lives in Swindon with me. Not with me, but he lives in my town, and he's super technical. But I met these two guys, and they had to like tell me the people to watch or the channels to check out. And I started going down my sound list of the sounds I could make, was figuring out which ones no one else could do or not. So,
bro, I swear to God, that mirrors exactly what happened to me.
Really?
I saw Bismarcky and I saw Razel, and I see them do it, and I'm like, oh, I can do that. I can do these as well. And it was almost like painting by numbers, all of a sudden you're filling in elements of, you must have been like, oh, there's sounds that they can't do. There's sounds that aren't out there and I'm adding value.
Wow, yeah, so it was crazy for me. It was kind of, you can say irritating in some respects.
Go on.
Like coming in with certain sounds. That's called a Sid FX scratch, but.
Yeah.
It's just something that it's a spin-off of the crab scratch that I heard. So
that's the one. Yeah.
But yeah, so Sid FX had already kind of pioneered the sound, named it his own. So and there was the same with the lip roll.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to do something. I still do something similar like that. But what's happened is you've elevated it to tonal and also almost like a synthesizer-y sound as opposed to just a sub.
Yeah. So I mean. You're completely correct, because there'll be three core elements of the sound. So you've got the kind of thing, a bit synthy. You've got the sub itself.
Yeah, that's it.
And if you kind of combine them both, it goes into a, and that's where the synth's coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm dragging from the bottom for the sub and the top for the synthy sound.
Yeah, it's kind of like a massive FM8 kind of thing.
Yeah. That's all free.
That's fire.
Yeah.
And that for me is definitively like what you're about, isn't it? It's not in one sound, but the emergence of different sounds that collectively, it almost becomes like a top to bottom palette. Do you know what I'm saying?
So like,
like a sound library.
I think that's so in depth. I mean, I've had thoughts to myself about, like you say, a sound library or a sound pack.
Yeah.
And how everyone else has their own. But like, as I'm going into music creation, it's stripping away. Like, I've got the amazing sound pack, but there's no like stress on that. I don't need to complicate that kind of stuff. I like to use little is more at this point.
Yeah, so like, believe that for real.
I've got so much sounds stored here and around.
Yeah,
but like they are like safed up right now. I don't need to use them. I like to focus on specific sounds, train them. Get them in music and then explore outside. Mm. Yeah.
The beautiful thing about that is not only do you nurture the individual sounds, but in a way they become so passing, but yet they're part of your style. People, those are the kind of things, like, do you remember when Reach was doing that kind of wob sound? Mm. That you became, do you remember that? It almost became definitively his. The scene grabbed it and made it their own, almost like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So for me, as an important standout in the community, it's always important to evolve yourself and evolve the sounds that are happening, so you can always be one step ahead on creativity, for no other reason but creativity. Mm. If you have a creative aspect, so going back to the sounds and the sounds, when we was finding out who does what, there were still a few left that were mine.
Go on.
Like the.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Do that thing again. Right. Yeah. So that's like light breathing in, isn't it? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Through the up. There you go. Okay. Got you.
Yeah. So there was a few, and I started developing a concept of which ones I should name after myself, because it's quite an egotistical thing.
Fucking great. Fucking great. There's got to be a name for you. It's the, you know, it's the D-Lo something. It's
exactly.
It has to be.
There's no, there's no, like, Trademark. You can't really trademark a sound.
No.
It's dumb. You're making a sound with your voice. Other people can do that sound. So,
but
so
it becomes your own, though, because people recognise it. I mean, that's what with the Killer Keller snare. People recognise it, it because of, you know, it could be on anything and they hear it. I would say that's the case with you as well.
Yeah, I guess so. So, but I just decided which ones are more jam raw and which ones are more specific, like specifically specific.
So what's the names?
D-Load, da-da-da. Oh, so the D-Load scratch.
And
you've got the D-Lo click, just because if a click hasn't been done, you can stamp your name for the archives. Because when beatbox is taught in schools in like 30 years' time, and everyone's doing these sounds, I'm in the histories, and that's just exciting for me.
Yeah, for real.
And then the D-Lo zipper. I want to make a mark, you know? So if I name it after myself, then I've got that for the archives.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But do you find it's interesting? I mean, I'm not suggesting in any way it's a British thing, but Reeps has his own sounds. I have my own sounds. You have your own sounds. And there's a handful of
others. Paddy has his own.
Exactly. So it's like, I think that's really important to define yourself. Like, it's so important to make that stamp, isn't it?
Yes, important. It's absolutely original artistry. It's the most important thing, especially when you've got so many inspiring beatbox musicians now.
Yeah.
You need original artistry to stand out. So if people are starting to learn the sounds that I like doing, then I find a little twist.
Yeah.
Or I bring back a sound. I tell you what, I was teaching today, we were talking about how that was used before.
Yeah.
And that was not unique back then.
Yeah.
But then as you roll forward in time, people don't use it and it's now unique. No, it's now unique because no one uses it. So I say to, this is to people that are inspired or inspired right now, inspiring.
Yeah, tell them.
Look at what you consider old school era to yourself. So your old school era to me.
Yeah.
All the way up to about 07 is old school era to me.
For sure.
So Faith and Beardy Man fall in that bracket.
Yeah.
Now to the new school that are inspired by Codfish, Thomas Acre, myself.
Mm.
The old school to them is the push forward, the Reeps ones, the Alems,
yeah,
the Skillets.
Yeah.
So to look at your old school, what is considered old school for you, and you'll hear sounds that are not used now. Like there's another one. You know this sound by Reeps?
Yeah, that's one.
Gone now.
It's disappeared.
It's disappeared. And now it's become unique. Not original, it's unique.
Yeah.
And if you are struggling with original sounds and original positional content, then you can look at the what you consider old school, find sounds that they used to use, bring them back. MB14 has so many old school hearing kind of snares right now.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah. But yeah, pest snare.
Mm-hmm.
Killer snare, show it. Exactly. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But like people might start a wave of that.
Yeah.
All it takes is someone that is paving a way.
Yeah.
Someone that's paving the way. Like I could come and try and get that back in, but...
We'd twist it up. We'd do some shit. Yeah, defo.
So,
I was showing these guys the other day, man. I was showing these guys this thing. And they couldn't work it out. So I was
oh, it's just stupidly sick.
Yeah, but...
No, seriously. That screams old school to me.
Yeah, 100%.
But the thing is, if that was brought in by... I will give you an app, just for the example. Let's say Collapse decided to do that.
Yeah.
So to learn it and do it, and he started trending making a new trend with it, it would all of a sudden start sounding new school again.
100%.
And it sounds stupidly weird. And even the pest now, it's not even used anymore.
But all it takes is a new generation to lock onto it and it's
new generation, inspired by the old generation, and new things come back. And they're back with a new spin.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Absolutely new spin on it.
It's so beautiful.
It's insanity.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, we're going to get chucked out in a second, so any words you want to say... Because we could talk forever about this. This is some deep... We'll have to do this another time.
So I'll say a couple of words. Firstly, we will have another chat sometime right towards the end of the year.
Yeah, let's do
it. I'll get myself to London and we'll make a plan.
Let's do it.
Aside from that, just want to say that I think there's something super, super, super special about me, even to my head, considered the old school era. People like you coming to these events. Do you feel welcomed?
Hell yeah.
Do you feel warm?
I feel like I'm home again.
Yeah. Do you feel like this is the place to be?
Yeah. This is the place.
But there's a whole new alien spin on top of it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm really surprised that, like, generally, the newer school guys, they still know who K Kells's.
Yeah.
That's a fucking beautiful thing.
Yeah, and that's because you spent your time in your artistry back then to make the archive stamp.
Yeah.
You did that. Some people fell off and they didn't do that. And that's okay because they killed it in their time, but you was pre-hindsight.
Thank you.
You had a hindsight.
Yeah, I had that. We, you know, and you do too.
Yeah.
You know, but you can never fail if creativity is your forward.
It's awesome to see people like Yasson here too.
For real.
Yeah, Yasson's just here chilling.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's so amazing. I wish there was 20. I wish there was 20 old school heads that came down and did their thing. Just be invited here.
Yeah, it's a matter of time when I think it will just all slowly just merge like that.
Yeah, you're right.
It will.
It will just all clump together when it's like a professional. When it's at a professional level.
Yeah.
That's when it's not. I mean, it's absolutely fine for people, but if the scene or the things are completely non-drug influenced or party influenced, I mean, it's great. Like that's the late night thing.
Yeah, totally.
But if we are non-influenced by those kind of benefactors, it's a neutral.
Mm.
When there's nothing to do with drugs, nothing to do with like a good time. If there's a professionalism towards it, it's a neutral, and everyone likes that. Like every single human head likes that.
Yeah.
So then you'll get everyone to come out. But like. Yeah, it's mad. Like, what if you? What if you are more inspired than everyone that's just paid to come and learn? What if you go home, start progressing like that?
Oh yeah, that's the idea. I mean, it's what happens, isn't it? It feeds itself, you know. Like, it breeds creative ideas. You know?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just been blown away by the whole event for real. Like, I'm back. I'm coming again.
Yes,
and I've been speaking to Papone as well. We're gonna be doing some.
Can
shit.
Can I ask your age?
41. Yeah.
40. Well, 41.
Yeah, like 3 days ago, bro.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe 35.
Nah, man.
Wow, 41.
I'm in the game, man.
Amazing. Actually, that is, like, I'm not afraid now of saying that, but when you hit the 40s, you have become, that is actually old. In beatboxing.
Yeah.
That's old, because there's people in their 30s and I just can't tell them they're old yet because there's not. Mm. Because there is the LOSs, there is the U's, there is the people still doing their thing.
Yeah, for real.
But like, when you hit the 40s age, like, why not be the best, the standout best beatboxer at that age?
Go on, guy.
Someone that can not match you.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone that
with identity and uniqueness and flair,
artistry,
a skill
and artistry. Wow.
But that's the future, right?
Yeah. But what anyone can, like, yeah. Gee, I just mind blowing. It's cool.
So I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
the one and only UK's finest, D-Lo, Hold Tight Killer Keller podcast.
Yeah, boy.
Thanks for hanging tight, bro.
Big up, respect.
Let's do it again. We'll do it again.
Yes, it will happen.
Peace.